Okay, welcome back, everybody. We learned Hilchos Taruvos a number of years ago. I was reluctant to learn Simin Kuf Yud because it's known as the most difficult Simin in Hilchos Taruvos. Over these last years, it has not become any less difficult, but I think we've all become more capable, having finished a great portion of your day of Baruch Hashem together. So we are going to tackle Simin Kuf Yud, and I want to tell you that today's learning, the first two Sifim, are not an indication of what's to come. The Simin begins with something relatively easy. It will turn complicated later, but not today. That'll be a tough Shinayim test. Nevertheless, the halachas of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis are very basic to Yerideya, as we all know, and I think we'll be a bit surprised at what the Mechaber says here. Now let's be Magdim. What's known to all of us is that one of the basics of Hilchos Taruvos is Taruvos. What does Taruvos mean? Mixtures. There's a concept of bittul by Taruvos. The things are bottom. Now, again, to start your day, and this is why we started Taruvos last time, you have to know that in Bittul there's Mim B'Minai and Mim B'Ein Aminai, there's Yavesh B'Yavesh and Lach B'Lach. There are four possible mixtures. Things that are Mim B'Minai, Yavesh B'Yavesh means you have a piece of treif meat and two pieces of kosher meat. You have three slices of salami. One is definitely treif, and two are definitely kosher, but they're indistinguishable in a mixture. Now you probably wouldn't want to eat any of it. Probably I wouldn't want either. But halacha is that you're not only allowed to eat it, but min haTorah you can eat all three together. Even though you're certainly eating treifus, but once it's bottle berayv, mim b'mina, yavesh b'yavesh, is bottle berayv min ha-tayrif. The opposite extreme, mim b'einai minai lach balach. Mim b'einai minai lach balach is when some milk spritzes into a chicken soup. It's mim b'einai minai lach balach. And min ha-tayrif, that needs shishin. Now those two extreme cases don't change. Mim b'minai, yavesh b'yavesh is raiv, simin ha-tayrah, simin d'rabanan. And mim b'einai b'inai, lach b'lach, is shishim, simin ha-tayrah, simin d'rabanan.
And the
pasuk
in the Torah that teaches?
We learn out of the Sanhedrin. There we go, vasa raiv. Shishim we learn out of the din of nois and tam, which the Gemara learns out of the Zeraya v'sheila, the Gemara, it's been nice in time. Shishim is the estimation of Nesinas Tam. If you could taste it, had last week a shayla about a piece of herring that fell into a chalent on a Thursday. A piece of herring fell into a chalent. So I told him it's bottle b'shishim, but I have a feeling you're going to taste it. What? They asked me if they have to measure against the herring or the onions too. Sakana, yeah, it's kind of fish and meat, I should explain. It's a cut of fish and meat. I told him that we pass in his bottle with shishim, but you're going to I have a feeling you're going to taste the herring. If you taste the herring, then it's not a chara. If you're going to taste the herring, then assuming it's the fish itself that you taste, then it's a problem. But what?
Says the herring is not fish, not
who says? Oh, really? The Bechaim says herring is not fish. The gabe is a cut. Okay, I don't know. But let's get back. You have to know the aside. It's really not a light thing. You have to know yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai. We call that tati l'tevusa. Best case, rive. Lach b'lach min b'einai minai. Tati l'reyusa. It's the worst case scenario. It gives taste. Shishin. Where it gets complicated is in between. Min be'edai mina yavesh b'yavesh, or min be'minai lach b'lach. Those two cases are roiv min ha-Torah, shishim min d'rabanan, and it tends to confuse people. Fortunately for today, we're basically talking about an easy case, a min b'minai, yavesh b'yavesh. That's our discussion for today. Basically, min b'minai, yavesh b'yavesh, and that's batal b'raiv. Now, that's a din Torah. I mean, a Torah is batal b'raiv. Min d'rabbanan, we all know that a davar choshuv is not batal. Min d'rabbanan, if the thing that got mixed into the taruvis is a davar choshuv, it's not batal. We're familiar with chaticha roi l'schabed. If you have a steak, I picked a piece of salami because it's not in my example because it's not choshuv. If you would have three steaks, one would be treif and two would be kosher, they would not, they'd be batal in a Torah. But min d'rabbanan, chaticha roi l'schabed is not batal.
So there is sushi with the. We take precedence of a herring, because herring is not so chashuv, but sushi is more.
Well, I think it depends on which circle. There are certain circles in which herring is more chashuv.
Does it matter what ratio it is?
It's right. Oh, you mean, it's a good question. Dava chashuv, not potter, afilu be'elef. There's pashtus, there's no shear at all. No matter what they're even in 1,000, it's not potter. Now, the idea of davar choshuv is not batal is repeated over and over in Shas and in Shulchan Aruch. What's not known is the Gemara in Beya on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. It's actually a Mishnah, but it's Mishnah's in Zeroyim, which people don't learn as much, and the Gemara is in Beya, which tends to be learned more. The Gemara in Beya says, what's a davar choshuv? So in the Mishnah there, it brings a Mishnah from Masechtas Arla, that that talks about bittul as follows. Shehayir emeir aimer es shadarkei limnais mekadesh. Es shadarkei limnais means, I'm going to have to figure this out, this isn't the Ramah, anything that's sold by the piece. Something is sold by the pound. Pistachio nuts are sold by the pound. They're not called davar choshuv. There are things that are sold by the piece because they're a davar choshuv. Let's say eggs. You count them and sell them. So something that's sold by the piece, es shadarkei limnois mikadesh. Chachamim ayrim, no. Einai mikadesh, use the lashon mikadesh because it happens to be talking about Arlan Kalei Kerem, which the Torah uses a lashon. To aser, lost no mekadesh, but it means that aser is chamim ayimim, ain't a mekadesh. Elishisha devarim belvad, only six things. The Rabbi Kiva ayim is shiva. Rabbi Kiva says seven things. Ve'eluheim, and it lists them. Aguzei perach rimani badon. So we have here a machlokes, Remeir against the chachamim Rabbi Kiva. The chachamim Rabbi Kiva say only six or seven things are not bottled. That's it. And Remeir says, Eshadarka Limnais, anything that's counted, that's sold by the piece. Now, it would appear that this is a very significant machlaikis. Eshadarka Limnais, very few things. It's got to be super chashuv. They sell Danishes by the piece too, but it's not one of the seven most chashuv things that they sell. What? Kikrais, Kikrish Olavayas is chashuv.
So,
what?
Salmon,
steak. It's interesting. Steak is sold by the pound because they're bigger and smaller. Okay. Now I have to tell you, chaticha roi l'schabed is a separate category. It's also not bottle. But if it's not a chaticha roi l'schabed, if it's something not servable or not something served as in a main dish, there's a machloikis here in the Gemara, which is a machloikis mechaber Ramah. Now we go to Ramah. And all of us, you have Yeridei Shabbos, we never talk about six things or seven things. It doesn't come up in our language. We say, davar choshuv is not batal. But it's actually here, a machlokes, mechaber and Ramah. So let's learn it inside, and we'll apply it, the halacha lemaisa, as we get into it. Zotah mechaber, sif aleph. Davar choshuv osa b'minai b'chol shehu. A davar choshuv aser is min b'minai b'chol shehu. any amount. Now, the idea of min b'min I will explain shortly. V'heim zayin devarim eluhei. It could say perach rimayne badon. Doesn't matter what they are today. We don't have these things. It could say perach. Some achleikis of perach and badon are the names of places from where they come. Certain foods are known from the places by which they come. Or if I go say perach means that guys them with a soft shell that are easily peeled. But at any rate, remind me, badon chav yistumais, sealed barrels, b'chalifais tardon, certain types of beets, b'kachei kruv, and stalks of cabbage, dalas yavanis, Greek gourds or pumpkins, the kikrei shel habayis, and breads of a balabayis, which are more chashuv than that that comes from a bakery. Now this is before brownie bars. The Shach says that after brownie bars it changed. Shach Vav. He says, kikrei shel habayis, apukei denachten delech hashivi, kein pashu b'shach
sapayis.
What?
If
one kikar of balabayis, it doesn't mean a mashu of it.
It says
kosher. Kosher means if you have one kikar of labayis, mix it with 1,000 kikrais, it doesn't mean if it gets broken up, then we'll get to that. Now, kosher means in the mixture. Let me just finish the shaft. Tzarech loyma heinu dafka bizmanom. That's dafka in their days. Abba mekoymais. Shogam shonachtei chashuvin. In a place where nachtaim stuff is also chashuv. Pshita de'inam b'teilim. So the Shach is telling us, push it to everybody, that these are examples based on the time of the Tanoim. But it changes.
What?
So Mechaber means these as examples. They're examples, it has to be very chashuv of things. So we get an image in the time of Shas. Well, those Shas, we know they had we know that they had fish and they had meat and they had chicken. We know the things they had. And still, these are the six or seven things they singled out. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Mechaber brings it. So what's he going to do? He's going to bring what was chashuv to him in Tzvas. Who knows if they had anything chashuv in Tzvas. But it won't be a good example. It won't teach you anything anyway for the future. So he brings the examples of Shas from which, like, now you have to take it and try to learn from it. That's what he said. Now, in addition, Chem Bale Chayim Chashuvim Heim, important din. Live animals, presumably live poultry as well, that are shechtable and edible, chashuv heim ve'einam b'teilim. Avashar devarim afal pishatak limanes hari elu oilam b'shiurim. But other things, even if it is the derech to count it, so their bottle. Kishiyuran, if it's possible, b'chol, if it's shishim, if it's orlan kalayakarim, it's masayim, then they're bought. So the mecham b'shita is, I guess we would express it, something that's called super chashuv. The most chashuv of things that are sold, those are the only things that are not bottle. Other things are bottle. So I don't know, we can argue if a steak is considered something very chashuv. But certainly, a piece of slice of roast beef, you know, we have to talk of it throwing the tzchabe, but as far as dvarim chashuvim, it wouldn't be of the most chashuv of things that they have. So what's the most chashuv? I don't know. You got to go to a queen's meal and see what's considered the most chashuv.
Is it totally counting?
According to Mechaber, not at all. According to Mechaber, is zero to do. It says alpha pisha daklimais. It doesn't matter if it's there to count it. These things apparently are sold by the piece, the chashuv. If it's sold by the pound, we're going to say is not chashuv to anybody. So this is the Mechaber sheet. I'm not aware of tshuvas today that deal with figuring out these six or seven things. The Aruch HaShulchan here discusses at length, he's matmiya, why the Mechaber paskins this way. In Shas, it always says dover chashuv lebatel. Never says six or seven things. So, however, he works it out, but at the end of the day, he says it's totally in Davar Chashuv. The bar of Davar Chashuv, according to the Mechaber, has to be very Chashuv. Ramah says, Yeshayim, the Chol Davar Sheveminyan, Ainu Shadak Elimnais, Tamid, Einai Batal. It's always sold by the piece. Tamid means It's always sold by the piece. Then it's not bottle. The chay noyagin. That's the Gemara calls es shadarka limnois. Something that it's a derech to count. In other words, it is sold by the piece. So that is the next level of a davar chashuv.
Does that mean that it's l'chakila when he says chay noyagin?
Ramos chay noyagin is a klal halacha, right? And the rule is, whenever the Rama writes in a tshuva, when he says v'chei noyagin, it means that's the way we paskin. When he says nohagu, then it means okay, they were noyagin this way, it's okay. He writes nohagu by leaning haftarah from a chumash. He says nohagu to lay from a chumash. And the tshuva, someone's matviya to him. How could you say that? The halacha is you have to be from klav. So he writes a klav. Whenever the Rama writes nohagu, he means that ein, he writes that ein meichim biyadam. The chaynayagin means it's a psak lahalach. That's what he writes. Little known, he writes it also about being makbid to get married at the end of a month, not to get married at the end of a month. It's a minig, Ramabi's nagu, not to be makbid to get married, but tchilas achaydish, not besayf achaydish. And there are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael whether to be makbid, but the Hamakna writes that you shouldn't worry about getting married. The Ramah says Nagu, he means you might think there's an Isser of Tam and Tiyam Hashem Lekecha. You shouldn't say certain times are good and certain are not. So Nagu, so if people are Makbid, let them be Makbid. But he says that there's no real Kepeda. Anyway, I think the Minig, even those who are Makbid, are only Makbid 7 months a year and only from Chav Beis or Chav Hei and on. Which is not that many days of the year. But anyway, that's an aside. Yeah.
Which one is called
Shadarka? Oh, so that's the Shach. Okay. The Ramah says Es Shadarka in Limnois means it's exclusively sold by the piece. Shach Tes Avodavar Shemaychrin Lepa'amim Gan Kein Ba'amim. Things that are sold both ways. Kamai Bayim, like eggs, Shalapamim Maychrin Salmole Bayim. Sometimes they sell a basket full. Kedisa b'shas reish b'sechtes beya. Bottle. Eggs are sometimes sold by the piece in time of Chazal, and sometimes sold by volume. You have big eggs and small eggs. So sold both ways. Bottle. Chepas v'teres chatos, klam and beis din aleph, because I'm a gimel din gimel. So that's the shita if it's only sold by the piece. But mashal b'sevetish loy kosev, a third shita. Nagin l'chumra k'sefer atrumas. The davar shela pa'amim nimka ba'aymed upamim b'minyan is also loy batal. Gemara calls that kol shadaka l'mais. It's sometimes sold by the piece. Chay pasa b'sifrei v'herach b'zeh chay pasa bach achinayin chasis v'heta dechein nayagin. So it sounds like the shach is paskening that way. So it becomes a bit complicated. Mechaba holds it has to be super chashuv, not to be batal. Ramah holds has to be sold exclusively by the piece. The Rishon and the Shach say, even if it's sometimes sold by the piece.
But it has to be retained in its form. Let's say if you chop up something that was always sold by the piece, and now it's in pieces.
Okay. That's going to be sif beis. If it breaks, if you chop it up. We'll get to that in a second. Now, I just want to explain this din. It's very, very hard to know that something that's sold by the piece. What does it mean it's sold by the piece? Today, you buy a Danish, it's sold by the piece. Now, why is a Danish sold by the piece? It's just practical. It's a meal's worth. A roll is also sold by the piece. Is a Danish more chashuv than kokosh cake? Chocolate Danish, same thing as chashuv than kokosh cake. They just cut it differently. Kokosh cake is sold by the pound. Danish is sold by the piece. It would seem that things are sold by the piece just for convenience reasons are not necessarily included in Darkei Limnos. It doesn't automatically become chashuv because they sell it by the piece. So, you know, it's very difficult in a day where things are packaged to know what's called a davar chashuv that's Darkei Limnos.
Why is the obvious? When you're talking about something chashuv normally in Gemara, it has a value to it, a price to it.
See, but it's not totally in price. People are very funny. But really, it doesn't have much. It doesn't have a lot to do with price, because when a person goes out to buy something expensive, he expects to pay a lot of money. The differences are something that could be chashuv, something that could be not chashuv. And small things also, the chashuv, not chashuv. The mentality of a person. They're made to be uniform. They're made to be sold as. You know, 50 years ago, all cake was sold by the piece, by the pound. You make cakes, you cut up cakes. Today, nobody has time to cut up cakes. Everything is sold by servable portions. By carrots, the same thing. Remember, they used to have carrots? Today, they have these little carrots. People think they grow that way. You know, they grow little carrots. They grow little carrots. They cut them up for you. Because people today want things that are handy, convenience. So it's not a sorry, it's not a milo.
Baby carrots grow that way.
I think so. But anyway, whatever it is. The it's true. A steak is sold by the piece. They charge you by the pound. A marble cake is sold by the pound. Yes, you pick how much you want. It's true. Anyway, it's a very hard thing to put your finger on. Chaticha or l'schabit is easy. Some of you would serve someone. Davachoshev, outside of chaticha or l'schabit, something is very difficult to know exactly what's called a davachoshev. And it needs always an estimation of what's called a davachoshev. If somebody that's not servable, but is not a chatech or l'schabed, it could be a dav shami. First of all, you can have, we're going to learn, we're going to talk about a shechted chicken. A shechted chicken is not a l'schabed, you can't put it in front of anybody. We're going to talk soon about a machlokes, about the gedarama. But it could be a dav shami minyan, depends. It happens to be chicken, it's not a dav shami minyan. It's all by the pound. But you could have things like that. You also could have things that are never served as a main dish. A Danish, not served as a main dish. It's bought to be used as a snack. So it's a separate gather. Chav yestuma, it's a barrel, is one of them. A barrel is not a chetich or a schabe. It's not a chashev. A barrel of wine is not a chashev. It's not a chetich or a schabe. Right. Everyone agrees that royal schabe is that way. Now, the Rama goes on. If you're not sure if something is a davar chashuv, you're allowed to be mekel because safik drabanan lekula. What? Dashoitim is when you don't have the expertise to estimate. But sometimes a safik, if someone's a safik l'chol ha'olam, there is no expertise. It's hard to know. I don't think anybody will hold a Danish as davar chashuv. But at a certain level, there are things which are just unclear into what the gedarim are. All right, so this is a relatively simple halacha to teach, a little complicated to put into practice. The Chachmas Adam Paskins like the Rama, it has to be sold exclusively by the piece and never by the pound. Today, I'm not sure that the what exactly the gedarim of it are. Now, Shach Yud throws us into the sugyas of Svek Sveika. Shach Yud, as Lina Misveika Lakula. Now, you all know there's a rule of Safit Rabban Lakula. Shach Yud says, Kalayma, Im Yesh by Safik Imu Davar Chashuv. That's called Safit Lakula. I like. Chesiv Zivahet, Chesiv Rav Leal Kofav. Avo. Shar Sveikais. Ashkechon dazilon lechumra k'moshi yizbar b'simin zeh v'kamaduchti. Shar sveikis means the following. Let's say I have a steak, but it comes from an animal that's a suffix trefa. A lot of animals are suffix trefa. You find a trefa, that we're not bekeem if it's a trefa or not. So we're machmir. Most of our, the glot meat, what we pass is not glot. Some of it is trefa, some of it is suffix trefa. Let's say you have meat from a Suffolk trefa. And now, Suffolk trefa is Suffolk deraisi, being machmir. But that steak now got mixed with two other steaks. So you have two kosher steaks and one Suffolk trefa. So mina toira, it's mutter. She says safik d'rabbanan l'kula, that it's mutter mina, it's mutter, it's a safik d'rabbanan now. Mina toira, it's vade mutter. Even it's vade treifa would be bottle. And it's safik d'rabbanan. So here we have a rule, which is in klolei svek sveka oisiotes, that we don't say safik d'rabbanan l'kula, where the safik is really a diraisatika safik. It just, the Lashon of Mari Ben Leif, it was a deraisa shenizgalgel l'drabanan. The safik deraisa that turned into a safik drabanan. Let's see, I meet a safik treif, a safik deraisa. Now, it got mixed into a taruvis. Now it's a safik drabanan. So we say safik deraisa l'chum. The common example of this, example which is mentioned there in the Kleistag Seika, is when you have a pot in which you're not sure if treifus was cooked. You're not sure, you have a suffix. Now, tam kikah deraisa. If it's a ben yaimai, it's a deraisa. But if it's a ena ben yaimai, if the pot wasn't used in 24 hours, then it's a suffix to rabbanan. So what do we do by an Eina Ben Yaimai? Now I think you all understand that if someone comes to a Rav with a pot, says, you know, the Shiksa put something in, and it was milk, or it was almond milk, you know, like, I don't know, Safik. So we'll say, look, Safik Deraisa L'chumra. We come back tomorrow, we're not going to change our Psak. We understand, that's the Zgalim. Right, when they asked the Shiloh, it was L'chumra. Now tomorrow, the Psak is a Psak. Not going to change tomorrow. That's certainly a case of Nizgalgal.
Well,
but it's already the Savi Deraisa says Oiske Paskin. We already Paskin. It's the Chumrah. It's awesome. Savi Deraisa is awesome. Avadai also. What?
This is
Deraisa is gone. But the Rabbanon is still here. And that was this is Deraisa B'yayimai is the Rabbanon.
So the Russian is going to wait until tomorrow.
The Rav should have told them to wait till tomorrow. Okay. So I'll answer you. If it's Noida, the fact the person who found it is not a Rav. Like the Rav doesn't lose because he's the one who found it. He can't wait till tomorrow. And someone else could wait. I'll tell you where the Shaila comes up. What happens if it's not Noida till tomorrow? If you knew B'yayimai, there's no question that's a case of such a Rashi's Galil Rabbah. You had to pass because you have no choice. You have to pass when you find the Shaila. The Shaila is common with people who inherit or go to a grandparent, usually grandparents, you know, a great aunt, and you find a beautiful serving dish. You don't know if it's fleishiks or melechiks. You don't know if it's fleishiks or melechiks. The person who passed away kept kosher. It's either fleishiks or it's melechiks. But you don't know. There are people who have Shailas, especially with Pesach Kalim. Sometimes people don't know about their own Pesach Kalim. They don't remember if this was milchiks or this was fleishiks. It happens. Especially people who start to go away for many times on Pesach. And, my mother, my father passed away, she was never home Pesach. So 15 years later, you have to figure out what was fleishik and what was milchiks. So the main dishes you know, but the serving dishes, very hard to know. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Yesaidistik Tshuva, Tshuva Memtes. It's one of the famous tshuvas from Rabbi Kiva Eger, very geshmak a tshuva on this shaila, and his psak is mekubal. People comes up all the time. Now, if it's silverware, you kasher it for shaila. If it's china, that's where the shaila comes up. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, let's talk about this svara. Now here it was noida when it was in a ben yaima. When is a ben yaima? You knew if it was for yad or shaila. It was ben yaima, you knew. It was noida when it's ain't a ben yaimai. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the svara of this halacha that we're learning? We're learning now that if a person comes to the Rav with a shayla of a pot and he says, I don't know if it's kasher or treif, so the Rav says, it's a ben yaimai, it's awesome. Tomorrow, if it ain't a ben yaimai, it's still going to be awesome. What's the logic to it? So one logic, he says, is what I told you before, that you have to paskin now. You have to pass the lintel ben yayma. No right to say, let's be maker, wait till tomorrow. But you have a shayla, you have to pass. And even if you don't go to the rav, but if you know the shayla, it's a shayla. Whether you care or you don't care, the shayla is a shayla. And amemela, it can change later. You can't have a case of in halacha where today we assume it's a non-treifa, tomorrow it's a treifa. We're going to have this idea later in Siftes, where you have a suffix begufay and a suffix betarumas. You have something that's a suffix, and it's a suffix deraisi a machmir, and then it falls into taruvas. You want to make it a sex cycle. Say, no, you're paskin already. Once as the psak is given, whether psak is given or it should be given is irrelevant. Once you have a shayla, you're paskin that shayla, and later it doesn't change. That's success. There it's a case of sex cycle. It's deraisa. They're applying the same type of svara here. We keep angry. Now, if that's the svara, then the svara is you have to paskin as soon as you know the shayla. A second possibility, he says, is no, it's a lamdisha issue. Doesn't mean because you knew it, you had to paskin. Person comes to you and says, I don't know if this is, if what was cooked in here was basal b'chalav or not. So you're not being asked to paskin if the pot is mutter. You're coming really in Lundis, your psak is what fell in, kosher or treif. Mamela, if it fell in, it's treif, so mamela pot is treif. The shah is not really about the pot. In practice, it's a shayla in the pot. But in Lundis, they're not asking you a shayla about pots, they're asking you a shayla about basal b'chalav or about treifis. So Biki Vega says there are two ways to look. Either it's a practical thing, you must paskin as soon as you have the shayla, or it's a lamdisha thing, that in lamdis you have to paskin by the makara issa. Nafkamina, says the Fai, says two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is if you didn't find out about it until after it's a ben yaymai, the Pesach pats. If you hold, it's a practical thing, as soon as you have a shayla, you paskin. Then what? Then by the Pesach Kalim? It's mutter. Because you didn't have a shayla when it was a ben yayma. You have to pass it as soon as you have a shayla. When you forgot, you have to pass it. Then it's a ben yayma. So he says, if the lamdis is, you have to pass it as soon as you have a shayla. So in the Pesach Kalim case, if it's noida later, it's mutter. If it's a din in the lamdis, then you have to pass it after the makar. So then you have to go by the makar of the psak. It doesn't matter when they bring it. But he says the second nafkamina. What happens if instead of being a shayla of treifis, it's a shayla basa b'chalav? There was no shayla ben yaymai. When you cooked suffic treifis in it, it's the same lom, this after paskin, is this a treif or not a treif? The original psak, but if ben yaymai, it was milchix, you can't tell me in Lomdis, I have to paskin the shayla, is it milchix? What do you mean? There wasn't, in Lomdis, there was no shayla. You see, if the original shayla was it basa b'chalav, was it treifis, what was it ben yaymai, and you bring it to me, and a ben yaymai, so you're really asking me, do I have to worry the suffix treifis was treif or not? So then in Lomdis, I have to go basa the origin of the shayla. But if you're telling me, this was my grandmother's, and she used it, I don't know if she used it, the fleishix, so even in Lomdis, I don't have to paskin when it's a ben yaymai. So it's ben yaymai, you knew what it was. It was a suffix treifa then. It was basar. It was chalav.
I mean, I never had a moment of shayla.
Good.
Never had a moment.
What Rabbi Kivega says is when you have both, that it was only noida after it's ayin ben yaymai. That's one kula. And in the origin, it wasn't a shayla. It was either milchix or it was fleishix. It wasn't a suffix treifa. When you have both together, such as in the Pesach Kalim case, he says it could be Mekel. Why? Because if you learn this Galgel, either one of the two ways we could be Mekel. If you learn this Galgel is a practical thing, you have to pass it when it's a Ben Yaymai. See, if you found out about it later when it was Noida, it was not a Ben Yaymai, he said there was no Shaila earlier. If you learn the second way, that it's not a practical thing. It's a lamdisha thing. You're being asked a shaila, is the suffix treif or treif? So that's good when the pot is suffix treif. When the pot is either milik saflay shiks, there was no shaila, ben yoimin, nothing to ask a rav. So then, then you could be makel as well. So he says you could designate it for whatever you want. No, but he says not to be samech on his lomdis when you can kasha. And even by cheres, he says to kasha three times. The balita holds you could kasha three times. Cheres, little pascha like him. It's not so hard because China, you don't have to put it in a boiling pot. Just take a kettle and, if anybody still has a kettle in the house, you take a kettle and you pour hot water on it, and that's it. You do it three times. That's what Rabbi Vegas psak. That's what Rabbi Vegas second Nakuda. That in Lomdis, there was never a suffix. There never was a suffix derais. There was no suffix derais at all.
What about dishwasher? Why would say I have to wait too long? If you buy a house and there is a dishwasher there, and you don't know if they use it for municipal flushing, it's not in your mind anymore. So this is coming to what the Rav said now. You'd be right.
Most dishwasher shaylas are shas of treif when you buy from a guy. If you buy from a fruit, usually you ask them, they usually forget. If dishwasher place in us, Nachinami, it would be the same thing. It would be the same thing. Nachinami, you wouldn't have to wait a year.
And what would happen in the case of the case that was just where they used it now for
inflation? It was once flay shik and now they use it for
now.
Ben Yomer and Ben Yomer. That's what depends. Yeah, so if then it would be the same thing. You would have the Maman Hashach, except you can't kasher it. No, because there never was a Darais to take a Shaila. Because when you use the Reina Ben Yaimai, no, it didn't become Treif. So it was never a Darais. What? If it's a Darais to Shaila, so then it's Vadai that it was Treif. And there were guys that ate a benyami, or two benyami. It's vaday in this and rabbanon. There's no sfeikus. We're dealing when you have a suffix like the Milton Fleischer's case. That's what we're dealing with. We're not sure in the origin it was not sufficient. So I should tell you what's interesting. So Rabbi Kiva Ega is such a geshmak alamdis, and at the end, like the letdown, he says, "Okay, so it could be mekel. Just kasher it three times to the Baal Eter." I believe that the place can today make it without the kashering three times. I think in the Hartzvi has the shayla, so we keep making a paskin. I think he says, I think if I recall correctly, he says kasher at once. I think today, with Saimach, you try to estimate what Babi used it for. You know, usually you can estimate more or less. If it's a beautiful piece, it was used for the Seder, it was Fleishig. And with Saimach, pretty much Rabbi Kiva Vegas Svaris, even without the kashering, if it's out to set a china, it's out the kasher. It's one piece, it's easy to kasher. But I think with Saimach, I remember once seeing Rabbi Avadia Yosef quoted a Tshuvas HaRashba, in which he writes at the end, he's Mekel, and he writes at the end something like, don't be Saimach on me, ask others. He writes with Tzarechian, Vadayin Tzarechian. So Rabbi Avadia Yosef writes, and when somebody like the Rashba paskins away and he says, "Dain Tzarechin," you can be Seimach on him. And when it's Bekiyas, he brings a handful of places, the Beis Yosef quotes a tshuva, and he leaves out that at the end it says, "Dain Tzarechin." You know, he just quotes it as a psak. That seems to be what happened with this Rabbi Kiva Eger. At the end, he's nervous, says, "Kasher it." It's hard to kasher with Seimach on Umdin.
He knew the Rabbi said it, and the Shechon didn't bring it.
That what?
He knew that Rashba wrote a Dain Tzarechin,
and he brings his psak without the Tzarechin. Yeah. So, okay. If the kashrus,
yeah,
kashrus something else. So then you have to, if somebody's not reliable, if someone al pidin is not reliable, then if you can't rely on a ben yaimai, then what guys are in a ben yaimai after ben yaimai? Right, that's a regular sub. The suffix is in the Ben Yaimer. Was he reliable? Wasn't he reliable? Was he kosher? It's interesting. The Chacham Tzvi says if you wait a year, it's mutter. Almost all the Paiskim disagree with him. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva. The basic gist of the tshuva is to disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. But Teich Devarav, in one of the paragraphs, he says, not mitam de Chacham Tzvi for a different reason, from Fleishiks to Milchiks, the Milchiks to Fleishiks, there's Yeshami Lismach to wait Yud Beis Chaydish. He says a Teich Tshuva. I remember when somebody had the Shaila in Yeshiva, and I showed it to Rebelski, and he was Seimach on it, which Rabbi Kiveger apparently doesn't agree with. Because Rabbi Kiveger is talking about old Kalim, that Tzvi is talking about Pesar Kalim. So, it's a Tziruf, Yud Beis Chaydish is a Tziruf.
Is it room to be made? Well, it hasn't been used for more than a year, but probably was not kosher at the time?
No, for treifis, we don't rely on Yud Beis Chaydish. I think I mentioned once, I went to Michas Yitzchak once. I was zeicha to sit by him. A shimush, when people came with Shailas, I was there at Yisrael in 1980. I went to give him shalom. I asked him if I could sit when he has hours to answer Shailas. He said, come on, come on, sukkah. He sits in the sukkah, he answers Shailas. So I sat, I don't remember, 2-3 hours. There wasn't a single Shaila worth writing down. You know, there were simple Shailas that, you know, that Mishnah Berurah is, you know, Gedalia Adar gets those Shailas too. But then Gavra LeGavra, I was able to ask him questions. I had them all to myself. So one of the things I asked him is in Psak Halacha, making Tzerufim, making Snifim. So I asked him, I have a Shaila with a Kelu, with a China Kelu. I want to be Mitzarif. The Bala Itta says to Kasha 3 times. Chacham Tzvi says to wait a year. And some say glazed is not Peleya. And, you know, I want to be Mitzarif Shitas. So he told me then a klal. He said in Halacha, being Mitzarif Shitas only works if you have a solid Shita to rely on. But we're Machmir. So with Tzirufim was Semech and the Shita. But to combine a bunch of Dasi Yachids to rely on Tzirufim, it doesn't work that way. You can't shop around and take, so Dasi Yachid Yud Beis Chaydish, Dasi Yachid 3 Hagalas, to take a bunch of Dasi Yachids and be Mitzarif them, that we don't do. So I heard this klal almost 40 years ago, and as I'm learning when Paiskim used Tzirufim, I see that Kachem Advarim, you don't just shop around and find the different Dasi Yachid to rely on. Yeah, you remember stories? He sent it to someone else. But you see, I still remember who it was. A fellow who was married maybe a month, and he came to Rav Palm. He had a china set for milchiks. Probably got gifts, you know, using milchiks. The serving plate of the china set, his wife had put chicken straight from the oven directly on the china, which is pretty bad. It's not a gush, fleishiks directly on milchiks, pretty bad. So I knew Rapam was going to tell him there's no hope. Rapam said to him, your mishpacha lives near Rav Bik, right? It's a shver shayla, go ask Rav Bik. So if there was an answer of Rapam, what kind of shver shayla, go ask Rav Bik. So he said, Rav Bik is an anacle of Rav Yaakov Emden. He's the one that reprinted Rav Yaakov Emden's siddur. Rav Yaakov Emden held glazed china is not Pelaya. I know if I go to him, he'll say it's mutter. So he said, you know, it's who knows if he's angry or he's not angry. You know, I married a month, so let him go ask Rav Bik. He lives near him anyway. Somebody ask him shailas anyway. So he didn't stamp send him to someone, you know, in France to ask a shaila. He said, yeah, he lives near him anyway. So, he said to him. So I guess that's what Shimush is about, you know. It's, Irigim Pam, you can't rely on. You have to have a solid shita to rely on, and then you have tzirufim. In which case, Rabbi Kivega has a solid pshat in Mari Ben Leiv that it's a savdar vado lekula, because it was noida after it's a ben yaimai, and it was basar ochala, which was never a shaila when it was ben yaimai. So he really has a very solid thing. I told you later, Pais can rely on that exclusively. Kivega himself seems to be nervous to rely on his own svaris. At the end, he says kasha 3 times. Rav Eis would be masking, because I was asking, not in Rabbi Kiva's case, I was asking in a real treifus, cheres became treif. I want to be mitzarif, and the balayit, and glass. He said, we don't pass any of those three.
So therefore, it's treif.
Yeah. Okay. The end of the Shulchan Aruch of Sif Aleph. He ends with what should be obvious. Anything that's choshev by some people in some places, it depends. The makim who is man. Lefi chashivu say ba'is makim ba'is is man. V'loy hiskru elu. Why did the mechaba bring these? He's explaining. Elfi shen asurim b'choshev b'chol makim. They're choshev everywhere. It seems in the Chabad's case there was still Chashuv in that time. So he's adding here, there's no Shachataz on this, this is understood, that it's not exclusively these things, and these things are examples. The Be'er Agra, Dalid, the bottom line, the Be'er Agra, says, V'raya, Yichit Chabad. Gra Dalid says, I'll prove it to you. Yichit Chabad is not one of these seven things. If you look at the Gra Aleph in middle, in your photostats, it's the second column, line 6. It's a little more than halfway through. V'hadu l'choshev b'masnisim. V'hadu l'choshev b'masnisim d'ar la'el ahana zayin dvarim. On the first page, second column, sixth line. V'hadu l'choshev b'masnisim d'ar la'el ahana zayin dvarim. Kosav... Kasav, Kesav Mishnah, the lechoshev shama el gedulei karka. That Mishnah is Arla. It's Mesechtes Arla. It's not things that grow from the ground. Do me the chavilei tilson, the pligi shama. Rambam b'seif avay dezara kasav lechoshev shama el hanach to Arla v'kalei akeret. Kamaisha kasru sham. The Mishnah after counts the seven says haray la Arla Arla haray lekalei akeret kalei akeret. So he's saying the reason it chaps on these things is because these are the examples. Bavshah b'feirish kasa z'yis sham rameya v'adifah minei dafka gam ken yisuri anah or lakar kem yisuri anah v'al be'emes lav dafka the gam l'rabban in Asya with the parah pavay d'zara sham listening I go I say perech v'chulu. So he's saying is that it's lav dafka these, it's other things as well. And I think we understand, we understand that. Now, if you turn back to Shach Beis. Yeah, sorry. Varayim echetich harel eschadet. Okay, there's an interesting Shach Beis talks about Yisuri Hanah. I can go through a whole lashon, but start it with me. Things asa b'chol shehu. Chloimer afilu b'kama alof emeine batal. Yes, before how many? He says kama alof. I said afilu b'elof. So Shach says afilu b'kama alof, even many thousands. V'da di isa b'shas perek basru davay dezara. The dvorim achashuvim asurim ba'anor. If you have, what do we have Yisuri Anor today? Very few things. Orla, kaliyakere, we don't have them in our house too often. In our house, basa b'chalav is cooked together, and also we don't have. Maybe chametz and Pesach is the one that's more common. He says, im nis'aravu afilu be'elav kulam asoris ba'anor. Chem muskim b'kala paiskim. Miu, here's an eitzah. Kosva atosis biyavamis peraka oral ubizvachim b'shem Yerushalmi. Demoto lemaychron laoyde kechavim chus midmei iser shabehem. You hear this? You're allowed to sell it chus midmei iser. Let's say I have 100 steaks, kosher steaks, and one iser hanor, and I have an iser hanor steak. But anyway, you have an iser hanor from a vaydazara animal. It gets mixed in with our now 101 steaks. It's a big hefsid. Steak costs money. I'm allowed to go to a guy and tell him I have 100 steaks to sell. This is 101. I have 100 steaks to sell. How much you pay me? He looks at him, he offers me a price. I give him the whole 101. I had no benefit from the 101st steak. Now, I can't tell which one it is. But it's a trick that I could have anoah from the rest of the mixture and not from that one steak. I could have anoah from everything else and not from that one. It's a gewaltige eitzah, and he passes this way. It can be something in a package that will sell back to a Jew afterwards, but otherwise that's mutter. So this is his psak, that it's mutter. It's hard to come up with a practical example, but if you would have a steak and you would have wine bitaruvis, you have a bottle, you have to get a guy to buy kosher wine, but steak became awesome with basar b'chol, and then it got mixed into taruvas. Okay, and then it got mixed into a taruvas. So you'd be a less seller. Who?
Tzadik. When something's mixed in, it becomes even more kosher. It becomes kosher.
When it's only when it's bottled, now when it's not bottled. Now it's not bottled. It's true. It's true. I mentioned B'nai Yisrael said that something that's traked up becomes bottled is even better. It's klipish in the Torah. But only when it becomes mutter. Anyway, this is Eitz of Fisuri. I don't think it comes up all that often. But the same thing would be if you have one steak and it's Beileya Isuri HaNoah. Now, not if it's Beileya Cholok, because then the steak itself is Isur. But let's say you have tray for wine. A lady used wine to marinate a steak. You come home and say, oh, that wine, that's treif. It's a bad wine. It's not good wine. The guy poured it. So now you have this one steak. The steak itself is mutter, but it has wine on it. What? It's true, but I don't know that it all becomes asa b'hanoah. I think that this would still hold true. I'm not certain. But what I'm thinking is, you could serve it to your shiksa. Because shiksa is not makshavit anymore because it's marinated with wine. You have to give a supper. You give a supper. With or without the wine, you're not benefiting from the fact there's wine there. It should be mutter. Now, it's true, if you say chatiha nasa invela by Surah HaNoah, and it all becomes asa b'hanoah, it won't be true. But I think it's not that way. What? Stam yeinam, be'ikar adin, it's asa b'hanoah. Today we'll make, we'll say agayim or not, adukim, so today we'll... Today, with our goyim, they pour it with that, unless we know they're heavy Catholics.
The wine is not the
yisr. The wine is the yisr. Once you have nasach, it's a kofisr. The steak is not the yisr. For a yid to eat, it would be 100% asr, because it has wine in it. But here, you're having a not just from the steak, not from the wine, they're giving it to a guy. You sell it to a guy, don't tell them it's marinated with wine. Okay. At any rate, this is the halacha here of Sif Aleph. Now it's you have to learn this. You have to know the Noida Behudas Kreplach are a basic idea in the sugya of Devar Machashuvim that are also about. There was a Maisa Shahaya with the Noida Behuda, which is quoted extensively. It's a Noida Behuda Kama Simin Lamed. Now the story comes down in many versions. Not that there's an Afkamina Ladina, but the Nabi himself writes the story as follows. A neighbor borrowed Bekalach, Bez Ayin Kut, Bekalach, you know, pans. Before aluminum throwaway pans, borrowed Bekalach, she cooked with it, and she returned it to Bekalach. Now, she cooked Milachiks with it. She didn't know, I don't know why she didn't know, but she cooked milachiks. The balabusta took it back. And when it was still a ben yoimai, cooked, baked, kreplach, say you only cook kreplach, but I don't know, baked kreplach in this pan. And there are two versions. The version says, Nabi Yehuda, is the kreplach were filled with parav. They were potatoes, or they're not potatoes, then it was something else. But it was greased with Schumann. It was greased with fleishiks. They were fleishing a kreplach and a milicha bilachika ben yaimai a bekalach. But she took two bekalach. She mixed it with the rest of hers and then baked kreplach in 9 bekalach. So I don't know how many fit in each. Let's say 10 fit in each. So now she has 90 kreplach, of which 20 are basa b'chalav, and 70 are kosher, fleshes. So that's the shayla. She doesn't want to sell it to a guy. She wants to serve it. So the shayla is, what do you do? So maybe the shayla writes, kreplach are davachashiv. Davachashiv, dichrel eschabed. And there are sir, that this is not bottled with taruvis. So that Yehuda was makel because
the taruvis is not the regular
chabit. Without the shuman is not regular chabit. The item that has in it blias a regular chabit. Somebody has blias of regular chabit. Truth is, some place can bring it. That it was filled with meat. The crop filled with meat. And they say the same thing. The meat is not right. It's only more eschabit with the dough around it. Now, if you look in the Yehuda, that wasn't his case. But apparently, there was, like all stories, you know, it came around in different versions. But anyway, it's an important yisoid in Chatichor l'eschabit, or Dava Choshev, that if the Dava Choshev is the Gufei Isser, if what's Osir is Choshev, right l'eschabit, then it's right l'eschabit. However, if the davar chashuv by itself, if the iser by itself would not be roi l'schabit, it's roi l'schabit because it's in a dough that makes it roi l'schabit or a blia. So then the fact that it's a blia is really beferish in kof aleph. But even if it's in a mixture, the whole thing has to have the chashiv of roi l'schabit in order for it to say that it's not bottled. That's the klal. Now let's notice the even with Chanan, still. The Chanan goes on to go for Basa, which has melechitz. But on the dough, it's not a chadich or eschabed. Remember, Chanan is only gezeira. It's not kofi eser. It's a gezeira. We keep gezeiras, but to make a royal eschabed, that way not. The shuma, the meat, and the melechitz is Chanan. But the dough, which is also Chanan according to Ramah, says blias of basa b'chalav, but the Chanan doesn't turn it into that the kofes is davachash. Still batal v'raiv. Let's throw sif beis. It's a short sif. Balei chayim shenisarvu ba'acherim v'nishchetu. It's really a continuation of sif aleph. When you say a davachash is chashu because it's alive, and then you shechted it. Bottle chashivusan ubetelen. Then the bottle b'hu shenishchetu b'shaygeg. That means if I have one animal that's a suffix treifa, it got stabbed with a knife in a way that even a vade treifa, that made it a treifa, and now I can't tell which one it is, and it got mixed with others. So while it's alive, it's a davar chashiv, it's not bottle. Once it's shechted, it's not chashiv anymore. So the Mechaber says, "Vushin nishtu b'shaygeg." If you're already paskin that it's not bottle, you can't shecht it and be mevatel it. V'dafka balechayim ketanim, sheinam roi l'schabe la'achas shchitasam. And dafka balechayim ketanim, that are not called roi l'schabe. Now that needs an explanation, which I'll leave for next time. But the important nakuda. It's very strange the Mechaber brings Balechayim Shenishchetu. The same thing is true about Eguzei Perech, Erimani Badon, Chavistumais, Chafis Chardin, if they get chopped up. Let me just finish. One second, let me just finish. If they get chopped up, it's the same thing. If you have a Dovah Choshev and it got chopped up before you found out it's a Shaila, so it's not davar chashiv anymore. If you have chopped meat, then you find out it's a shayla, it's not davar chashiv anymore. But the makor of this din, Balei Chayim Shenisarvu Ba'acherim, if you take a look at the Be'er HaGoyla, when he brings the makor of the din, he says, hey, meha dinispardu harimainim. He brings it from the case in the Mishnah, which is talking about remainim that got broken up, that got broken up. So it's a little funny, the Mechaber brings it in the case of Balei Chayim. But it's true about any davar chashiv. If it's us. But if you didn't know there was a shayl and it got chopped up, and if it's chopped meat or it's something else, then it loses its chashivas. Then the din of sif aleph does not apply. So what we learned here is sif aleph and beis are the rules of davar chashuv, which is hakdama to what we are going to learn. The next Sunday is erev Rosh Hashanah, where the minig is to be memayid and learning. It seems, though, no? I don't know. It's a long davening. I don't know if it's mesugal, but I don't mean you should be memayid and learning. You should be marvin learning, but we learn hilchos tshuva usually. So we're going to meet again on the Sunday of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Toshanai Test. We'll learn Siv Gimel, and Siv Gimel is really the meat of the simin. You all remember the L.A. Shaila on Erev Pesach? Remember a number of years ago in Los Angeles on Erev Pesach, 2:30 in the afternoon, they discovered that one of the people selling meat was selling treifa, real treifa meat. They reviewed the video cameras. He had 8 pallets of treifa meat in his place. And there was Erev Pesach, and they asked Ravelsky what to do. Someone in LA who has a lot of influence who got through Ravelsky. And Ravelsky said, whatever was purchased before 2:30 is mutter, whatever was purchased after 2:30 is awesome. Which seems like a davar pella. So next week we're going to see, it's Kamat, the Mufurish HaHalachi here in the Shach, and we're going to learn it next week.